A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View. Three wonderful guests with me this week. Dr. Michelle Arnold is here, professor of physics at Weber State. Susan Spears is here, the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs. And Liz Solis is here, associate division director of community engagement for Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation. This last week was Teacher Appreciation Week, and I had a chance to have my parent-teacher conferences for my boys' teachers, which was eye-opening and wonderful. A chance to thank them and to see how the boys were doing. But I think, especially during COVID, what a wonderful chance to get to talk to teachers and see how they're doing during this time. I guess I just want to take a moment and ask the three of you for your thoughts on teachers. And I guess that we could take a moment, too, to thank you, Michelle, for the work that you're doing at Weber State. Because I can't let the opportunity go by, because I think this has been such an amazing time. And can I tell you, I just have to tell you that my son, I have a son who's taking physics, and I never in a million years would have thought that physics would have been his favorite class, but he has enjoyed physics, and I think it's miraculous. But I have to start with you and say thank you for what you're doing, and I know this year has been incredibly difficult, but bravo to you and all of the teachers who are listening out there.
Thank you. Yeah. And I, in particular, I would, you know, like to thank the K-12 teachers and maybe even the elementary teachers more than the high school, because it has been a tough year for them, and they have done so much to make everything function and to do things online as well as in person. And I have very little patience at this point for anybody who is upset at their teachers in any capacity, because it may not have been a perfect year, but they have worked so, so hard to do so much this year, and it's been a really hard year for them. So yay to the teachers, and thank you to all of the teachers that have kept our K-12 schools going for our kids.
Yeah. Susan, any thoughts about Teacher Appreciation Week?
I would echo that. I actually come from a long line of educators, and I appreciate the creativity, how quickly they've been able to bounce back. But I especially appreciate the passion, and I think it's the passion that these teachers have for their students that enables them to pivot sometimes daily on what they're being asked to do. And the kids are so malleable. My hat goes off to them.
And it's a good point you make, because the kids are, they are flexible, these kids. I find, you know, and just let me say this on the mask issue, all the my sons and their friends, they don't care about the masks. I mean, are they a pain? Yeah, but they could care less, really. I mean, they have to remind me to wear the mask. Mom, wear your mask. I mean, they just, it's just second nature to them after all this time. Over to you, Liz. What do you say about Teacher Appreciation Week?
So I would agree with you too on the mask. I actually was talking to my niece about it, and it's second nature. Like, it doesn't matter. As far as teachers, I think teachers are amazing. My daughter is a teacher. I will always tout the teacher, but I'm also a lifelong learner, and I have participated in virtual learning during COVID, both with the community college and with Utah Valley University. So I will tell you that I think teachers are incredibly valuable. I think that they have demonstrated on more than one occasion over this last year that they have superpowers that many of us do not have, whether it be figuring out how to run a classroom virtually or just figuring out how to manage behavior on a daily basis for hours on end in person. Yeah. I think many parents, although they probably had some frustrations over this last year, I would hope that they developed a renewed appreciation for the teachers in the lives of their children.
Yes, bravo. In fact, I was just looking at, a number of laws went into effect this week on Wednesday. And one of the laws that went into effect, can I just say, as a parent, I say bravo to this law, because the law says that a parent can allow a student to take a mental health day. No longer do you have to lie and make up some illness that your kid doesn't really have. And you don't have that. You can call the school and say that your kid needs a mental health day. No doctor's excuse is necessary. No, you can just say he needs a mental health day. And that is now a law in the state of Utah. And during a time when we talk a lot about mental health needs and when we have suicide prevention awareness and things, I say bravo to that. Liz, what do you say?
I say bravo, bravo to that. I mean, I think we all need mental health days. And so I think it's wonderful. Sometimes to get things going, we have to start with kids. And so I think, great, good start. Like, let's keep moving forward. And I also, to that point, I've seen a lot of people being critical about those who are sensitive or who have mental health needs over this last year. And I think we really, as a community, need to continue to have those civil conversations about why it is important to recognize that some people do struggle more than others. Some people have greater anxiety. Some people have depression. And we need to help them. We need to support them and not make fun of them.
Oh, yes. Goodness. Yes. I mean, why would you criticize someone who's struggling more? I mean, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, but if that's one of your weaknesses, I can relate. I have depression. This is something that I've struggled with ever since I had my sons. You know, I had postpartum depression, which just never went away. It just got worse. And so I've been handling it for years now. But to anyone out there who struggles with depression, my heart goes out to you. And we just deal with it best we can every day. And it's worse some days than others. But I hope that you wouldn't be criticized for that. Let me go over to.
And yeah. Amanda, if I could real quick, just your point of postpartum depression, because I had a friend who also has postpartum depression. And in her mind, she didn't want to go get assessed because it had been months since she'd had her baby. So with the focus of this show being on women, I would encourage anyone who is experiencing depression and they can't figure out what it is, or and you've recently had a baby. And by recently, I mean in your lifetime, like, go get checked.
Critical. Mine never went away. I mean, it started after the babies, but it continued for the rest of my life since then. But I manage it now, and it's fine. But I manage it. It's still there, and I manage it with medication and with the love of my family. So yeah, please do get help if you need. It's there for you, Dr. Honorable. I go over to you now. Do you have any thoughts about mental health days? Is that something that you encourage your students or anyone else to take? Or what do you think about this law?
I think in college, it's a little bit easier to take mental health days. And I think that the students often do. I hope so anyways. And I would probably switch the focus to the younger kids. You know, in my work with the elementary school, I think that the younger we can find whatever people are dealing with and give them the tools to help them deal with that throughout their life, the younger we can do that, the better. Like, we don't want to wait until they're in college to then start trying to, it's better then than never, but it's much better if we can find 6- and 7-year-olds and start giving them the tools very young, so that they can, like you said, Amanda, you don't get rid of it. You figure out how to deal with it. You figure out what you need to do, who you need to talk to, when you need to take a break. And the younger we can teach that to kids, the better.
Yes. Yes. And we need to teach our kids to ask for help, to say, I don't feel right. You know, is this normal? Or
in elementary school, I wonder if mental health days are good. I wonder, depending on what's happening at home, it might be better for a 6-year-old who needs a mental health day to come and get that help at school. I think it's a good step to at least recognize that it's an issue that needs to be addressed. But staying home might work for somebody who's my age or even somebody who's 22 who then knows to want to go call this person and I'm going to do this. But the younger kids, you know, if they need a mental health day, maybe we need to figure out how to give them the tools.
That is so smart. That is so smart to be open to looking at that in a variety of ways. Susan, over to you.
I love those ideas. I think that our children have more and more pressures thrust upon them today that they don't know how to deal with. And I think that they take the pressures that they're of what's going on in the home on them, as well as what's going on in the world. I think that there are things that they deal with that certainly I never did. And so to grant them that opportunity, and to grant the parents especially, so that they can either get the help that they need or get some direction, I think is fabulous, because we all need those mental health days.
Amen to that. One last break and we'll be back with my guests here on A Woman's View. Don't go away.